Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And this is actually going to be the start of my vacation right here, right now. So anyways, I hope that you enjoy every day of your life. And that's what it's about. It's a gift. And if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And my motto here is to add value every day in every way. And I'm really excited. I have Prudence joining me again today.
Hello again.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Great. I got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Got Barry hanging in, and he's learning our board. I mean, I know you already know it, but it's all good.
It's about working with you and the great people that you have.
There you go. And I am really excited that I have Jim Lockard in our studio today. Welcome. You are one of my, I tell you, when I sit in at the Center of Spiritual Living in Simi Valley, I love it. You start my week off every single Sunday that I join you there. So welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to let everybody know, if this is your first time tuning in, and I hope that you will stay with us because it's a perfect way to start your day in a positive way. And that's really what this is all about. You can listen to the news all day long. And let me tell you, I mean, it's important. We need to know what's going on in our world. But we really need to feel good about what we are doing every day. And that's what I try to do. I bring you really great positive thoughts and, things that are happening to make you feel better every day. So we're going to be talking about Jim's book, Sacred Thinking, Awakening to Your Inner Power. I think that's really a clue on everything, right? I mean, if you know why your purpose and what your gift is.
That's the idea.
So anyway, so we'll find out a little bit more about that. We've got Richie Moore, and he is going to be coming on talking about musicians on a mission. And he's going to be at Caneo Valley Days. We've been giving tickets away like crazy to there. That starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon over off of Jans Road, and going to go on until Sunday. And it's a great place to take your family, and just, it's, you know, they've got vendors, rides, music, they've got the motocross. It is going to be happening there, so I definitely recommend everybody to get out there. Also, we've got Lexi Lawson and David Hernandez. They're going to join us from part of American Idol, but they are going to be playing their Rhythm of the Night Saturday night, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Center, a great place, a great venue, and there's some amazing shows there, so definitely go check that out. So I actually have a couple of sets of tickets to give away there, so we've given almost all of them away, and I can say that, if you are interested in going seeing them, it's going to be an amazing night. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, I will open up my lines and give a set of tickets away. So get your name in, 805-639-0008. Also, I want to let you know all the ways that you can find us here is at KimPaganoShow.com. Listen live and stream us there. Tune In Radio is another great where you can record us and listen to us later, and so you can get your exercising in, or if you're just slipping into a meeting. And also iTunes. You can download all of our stuff on iTunes. So and, of course, just right here as you're driving on AM 1400 KKZZ. So anyways, well, I am really excited, and I want to let you know that if you are moved by something that we're talking about here, I always welcome you to call in and, talk about what we're talking about, because we want you to be a part of it. So anyways, Jim, tell us a little bit about your book.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I'm a minister with the Centers for Spiritual Living, and we have a center in Simi Valley. We have about 600 centers around the country. And we're part of what's called the New Thought Movement, and it's an American-generated movement that I would say is spiritual but not religious. The difference we say is religion's for people that are afraid of going to hell, and spirituality's for people that have been there.
So, okay, I like it. Okay.
So it's, and the idea of our teaching, as opposed to some others, is that we believe that what needs to happen is you need to wake up to what's already true about you, that you don't need someone else to tell you how to live your life, or tell you what's, you know, right and wrong, that you have the inner wisdom within you. So the idea is to learn how to access that, how to allow it to come out, and how to direct your life in a positive, uplifting way that serves you and serves humanity.
Well, I have to say, if anybody has not stepped into a center of spiritual living, especially Simi Valley, I mean, Westlake's great. They all have gifts in them. It's just amazing. But every time that I sit in one of your is it a sermon? Would I say a sermon?
Call it a lesson.
A lesson.
Talk.
Okay, a lesson. And that's even that is, it's a lesson. I'm telling you, you are an amazing teacher. And you really, that's one of the things I talk about here is finding your gift. And I'm in awe every time I sit down, and I've brought my kids and my husband, and I keep kind of, you know, if you want to, it's almost like just feeling motivated about what you already have inside your mind and knowing how to use it.
No. You know, we've talked before on the show about modeling behaviors, and you're talking about finding gifts and to watch Jim as he's sharing, and I've actually gotten to sit in classes with Jim that he's been teaching, and it is getting to watch somebody model living their passion and what they have a natural gift in. So if you really want to have the opportunity, I definitely and highly recommend getting to sit in with Jim.
But I have to say, you know, what's special about you, Jim, is your stories. You're so candid. You're so real. And that's what I've been told on my show, is that we're authentic. We're who we are. We're who we're meant to be. And so you don't pretend to be anybody else. You're just telling your story, helping people. And so tell a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, I've been in ministry since 1995. During that time, I was a police officer in Dade County, Florida, the Miami area. I did that for 24 years and had a lot of adventures. And found this teaching in 1989 and began to take classes and eventually decided that I wanted to be a minister because it really is more a teaching than a preaching. So it's really about learning about yourself.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the focus, you know, my focus has always been to be a teacher. When I was in the police department, a lot of the time I was a trainer. I commanded the police academy in Dade County for a while, and so I was often involved in that kind of activity, and I loved it. So ministry in our organization is really about, you're first a teacher, and it's about teaching people, you know, just how to find themselves. And we study everything from Joseph Campbell, the mythologist, to quantum physics, to some of the great theologians and New Thought teachers. Ernest Holmes is the founder of our particular teaching, and we study his work. And he was a great synthesizer of wisdom, and that's really what it's about. We call it ancient wisdom in a new way. And but basically it boils down to finding your authentic self and living from your authentic self.
So I'm curious, going from working in the police force for so long and then switching into more of a ministerial role, how was that shift for you and the people that your friends and colleagues, and how was that transition?
Well, it was actually smoother than you might think. They're both positions of trust. You can, in both positions, you can get in trouble for the big three, which is money, power, and sex. And if you can, you know, govern those things in your life with integrity, you'll do fine in either profession. I guess ministry has a little bit better hours.
yeah, this is so true.
and you know, it was just a seemed like a natural life transition for me. I wasn't anxious to leave the police department. I loved what I did, but it was just time. It was time to move on to something else.
And now, did your whole family shift? Were you religious? Obviously, you said that you know how to raise your hand. So how did you shift out of one religion into more of a spiritual?
Well, I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school through high school in Baltimore. And after high school, I was what I would call a knife and fork Christian. I only went to church suppers and church breakfasts and weddings and things like that. I really wasn't religious at all in my 20s and 30s. And I just began to see that something was missing. And in 1989, I was, you know, I was nearly 40, and it was I've kind of found my way into the Center for Spiritual Living in Fort Lauderdale, where I lived. And actually, it was recommended by some friends on the police department.
Really?
Yes.
And did your wife follow you right away?
I have a different wife now,
okay.
But yes, that wife, she not right away, but she began to get involved, and we more or less raised our children in this philosophy. I have a daughter, 27, who is a Broadway costume designer and very successful with her life.
Wow, I hear about that. Yep.
Yeah, she's
when you
doing
talk.
Wonderful things. We had another daughter, a beautiful daughter, Caitlin, who was killed in a car accident in 2008.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Easter Sunday. And I'm remarried to a wonderful woman here, Dorianne Cotter Lockhart, in this area, and we have a daughter, Grace, who is just about to take off for Boston University in the fall. So.
Wow. You know, isn't it interesting? I lost a baby too. You know, she was 11 months old, but our lives. You know, you talk about that in the center of how our lives are going to just happen. We all have, you know, I and it's so funny, so many of your little stories when you're out in the baseball field, you know, and you're going, don't hit it to me, you know. Okay, I mean, I love that story. And then the guy that keeps hitting himself on the head, you know, maybe you can kind of tell a couple of those little stories, because to me, that's what, when I brought my children in or my husband in, and who were there like, really, Mom, we don't want to do this. And then when they go there and they're like, wow, they're starting to generate. Mom, are we going tonight? I go, I have another obligation. Well, can't you just? And that's what it feels like. And I want other people to, I mean, that's really what I've been bringing on to my show, is to really just give everybody that gift that they can find within themselves, because some of us don't realize that they're hitting themselves over the head, you know, or going down the same path. And maybe that's not where they want to be, but they don't know how to change it.
Well, the idea of our teaching, and especially the way I want to present it, is practical spirituality. How can you use these principles to live your life so that you're happy and fulfilled? So the story about the softball was, when I began to use affirmation and visualization techniques and things like that, I was on a softball team, and I wasn't that good. And excuse me.
That wasn't the part I was going to bring up. But
well, when you're not that good, you don't want the ball hit to you.
Yeah.
So I would be out there, and it was a big out or something. I'd say, oh, hit it to somebody else. Because as often as not, when they'd hit it to me, it would go through my legs or something like that. So I began to affirm, and I began to see myself as wanting to be the person that I would stay. Imagine myself saying, hit the ball to me when the game is on the line. And I'm the one that, you know, and then I actually was able to change or transform my mind to where I saw myself that way. And lo and behold, when they'd hit the ball to me, I'd catch it.
Right.
And that was really the idea, is we live up to our own idea of ourselves, and that idea is usually way too limited. And if we can expand and deepen that idea of ourselves, that we are more than we think we are, that we have capacities that we don't fully understand or use, and we can expand our use of those capacities, our lives open up, and we are able to be joyous and happy and useful in the world.
I completely agree. What I love is that we have that power to what I call mindset reset. We have that power to expand our minds. I was just actually at the center, there was just the movie that we had there of The People Versus the State of Illusion, and reminded that we get downloaded, what I think the number was, like 4 billion possible thoughts in a day, 4 billion pieces of information, and we can only process about 2,000 pieces of that information in a day. So imagine all the other pieces that are out there, and if we begin to shift what we're looking at and thinking about, we get to choose a little bit more what those 2,000 pieces of messages are in all of that comes in. So there's so much more than what we're aware of that we are capable of doing. And the more that we're open to that, the more things can change and evolve.
And I think that's so important. You know, we talk about, you know, how many energy balls we have, we wake up in the morning with, right? And what do you, how do you want to spend them? In a positive way or a negative way? You know, and it's the circle of the friends that you hang out with. Are they positive people? Are they lifting you up? Are they pulling you down? Those are all things that you want to be aware of in your life, because that's the direction that you're going to tend to go. And you personally could be the leader to change your life around and to, you know, go in a positive way.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I think the key is to recognize that what we are, we're mystical beings. We're, everything is love. We are love. We are all one. You know, these ideas that we talk about are hard to get intellectually. But if you spend time in contemplation and meditation and you begin to see this experience within yourself arising, and you begin to see, if I look at you as a separate being who has no connection to me, we'll have one kind of relationship. But if I look at you as someone who is essentially part of, we're part of the same thing, you know, we're like two cells in the same body, then we have a different relationship and we'll have a different connection. And it's all about that realization. If I realize it, we have that quality relationship. If I don't realize it, we don't. And if you look around at all the problems in the world, it has to do with what we would call the illusion of separateness, that we're not recognizing our innate connection.
Wow.
So tell us a little bit about your book, Sacred Thinking, Awakening to Your Inner Power.
And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way. We've got Jim Lockard on, and he is from the Simi Valley Center of Spiritual Living. I'm telling you, it is one of my best places to be there. I leave there just feeling like, I'm glad I'm here. And so I thank you for that and your leadership there and just all the people there. It's really a comfortable feeling. So I thank you. We're also, you brought your book, Sacred Thinking, Awakening to Your Inner Power. What does that mean?
Well, the book is basically about taking the principles we teach at the center and sort of taking some of our jargon out. You know, every group has jargon, and putting it into more plain language and just kind of describing the process of our main relationships. And there's three parts to the book. The first part is what we call the nature of God or spirit, that we see God not as a being with a personality, but as really the totality of everything, that God is the intelligence of the universe and how that looks and what that means in our lives. And then the second part is the nature of reality. In other words, how we exist in our own world, in our own lives. We have our psychology that is our means for accessing everything in our experience, things about science and some other things that, you know, it, to help you to form a worldview. And the third part of the book are spiritual practices. There's eight of them in there that that help you to integrate the first two parts of the book, your reality and your spiritual nature. So it really is about being very useful. Every chapter has a practice at the end to help you to sort of internalize the material in that part of the in that chapter. And then the last part is all about practice, because it really is about, are you spending time during your day conditioning yourself to be the best you can be? Or are you just getting up and going out into the world after you watch the morning programs that quite often are very negative and hearing about all the bad news and going out of the house in a bad mood?
So you're saying that, just for my listeners out there, is if they're just, you know, I kind of live by the seat of my pants, right? I used to actually more than I do now, okay? Mm-hmm. But I think that it's about really being conscious about, again, the people that you mix with, your day. You know, you could be driving and, you know, you run into somebody who's having, they're having a bad day. Does that reflect on your day? Do you think for a moment and say, oh, okay, you know, I hope your day gets better, instead of being involved in it? And so those are conscious choices, correct? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, they were at one time conscious. Often they become habitual. You know, the thing is, once we form a habit like that, we fail to understand that we can change it. And if you're letting other people's mood affect your mood, you're giving up your power, and you can make a different choice.
Okay.
That's what it boils down to. Once you have to have the awareness that that's happening, you have to understand that you can make a choice, and then you have to do something, some kind of a technique, to make the change.
Right. And so if somebody was just, maybe they've never heard of this right before, and but their life's not going the way they want it. And how would you walk them through that?
Well, the first thing I would do is help them to understand, at least to begin to open to the idea that you are a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe. Now, that spiritual universe is not necessarily moral. You know, the thing we get confused about is we want God to do everything the way we think things should be morally, but the universe doesn't work that way. And the universe isn't immoral, it's just amoral. So we can use the full range of our capacities as beings. We can be terrible human beings, or we can be wonderful human beings. You know, a dog can be trained to bite or trained to love someone. So we have those capacities, but we have to claim the power to direct ourselves toward the high end of those capacities. And we all have to take that accountability.
You know, sometimes I catch myself, and when I begin to think of something, whether it's a moral situation or just a life situation, and I try and take a step back at times and look at it and say, wait, is this a man-made, created human kind of situation or difficulty, or or am I making it much more than what it really needs to be? And it helps to kind of discharge some of the energy that comes from, you know, whatever angst is tied up with, oh gosh, I have to do it just this way. Well, why do you have to do something just that way? Well, because that's what I've been told to do, but is that really because just that's how society has told me to do it?
Right. Well, and that's something that I talk about a lot here is we are learned. A lot of our personality is learned.
Sure.
And, you know, because you saw your family do it, or because you saw that your grandparents did it and now your parents do it, when is it time to take your own life into your own journey and to make it and own it and be who you were meant to be, right?
Yeah, and the time is whenever you realize it's time. I mean, it could be at any time in your life. It's never too early. It's never too late. Often, people will come to an awareness of this kind of stuff later in life, and they'll say, well, it's too late for me. And the answer is, no, it's not.
Right.
You know, if you've got one day left on this in this experience of your life, you can transform your life in that one day, and you'll have one day of a transformed experience.
Even by the mere fact that you're listening right now on the radio, hearing this conversation, you're meant to hear what you're hearing right now. And whether you take it and use the information or it's maybe a week, a year from now, and you go think back, oh, wait, who is that we were listening to that day on Kim's show? Oh, Dr. Jim. It doesn't matter, but for some reason, we have to trust that we're hearing and we're having the experience we're having right now for a purpose.
Yeah, and but by purpose, I think there is a divine urge within us to express our lives fully. I don't think there's a roadmap that we're meant to follow. I think the universe is
simply... I wanted
simply,
to hear that because a lot of people, there is a misbelief, you know, that thinks that, you know, that God already set out. Everything's planned. You don't believe that?
No, I believe there is simply a mechanism in place that the intelligence within you and me and everything else in the universe is learning and growing and unfolding in ways that can't be predicted. So I don't believe in predestination.
Okay.
I also don't believe there's only one thing any of us is meant to do. We're meant to express qualities according to the way we encounter the world. So I'm meant to be a teacher. I get that. But I could be a teacher in the police department. I could be a teacher in the school system. I could be a teacher in what I'm doing. And I'm fulfilling that life. So,
absolutely.
You know, so people think, well, you know, people say, well, I was meant to do this. There's one of our great teachers had a great story. He said a woman came up to him wearing a sable coat. This is back in the 50s when you weren't getting paint thrown on you for that. And she said, oh, Dr. Barker, I was meant to wear sable. And he said, no, dear, you were meant to be stable.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. You know what? We're going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and stay with us. We've got lots more, and if you want to give us a call here, give us a call at 805-639-0008. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad that you are joining us here on my show, which I call Kim Pagano's Show. We've got Prudence Gensman, Mindset Reset.
Thank you. Yeah. Hello.
We've got Jim Lockard, and his book is Sacred Thinking, Awakening to Your Inner Power, but also he is a minister over at the Center of Spiritual Living, in Simi Valley, and which I love going there. It makes me always feel so wonderful. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we got Barry here, and I'm glad you're here, Barry. So, yeah, and we also have our next guest on, and Richie Moore is, we're going to be talking about, he's going to be at Caneo Valley Days this weekend, starting today at 4 o'clock. They'll have their grand opening, and then 5 o'clock, the rides start, the people and the fun start. So definitely get over there to, it's their 56th year, and it's been around for a long time, and it's a great place to go visit. So that's over in Thousand Oaks at the Jans, right off at Jans, right across the street from the library out there. So Richie, are you here? Richie?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. And so, you know, it sounds like a great thing. Musicians on a mission. What is your mission?
Oh, man, we have a great mission. We are, like, dedicated to enriching the Caneo Valley and the surrounding areas by providing mentorship and musical instruments and other music-related resources to our community's youth. Including special needs, and we're trying to figure out a way, we're exploring ways to help out our military veterans as well. So we're going in a bunch of different directions, but we're just really delighted to be a part of it.
Wow, and so now how many bands are there, or what are we going to see at the Caneo Valley Days?
Okay, we have approximately 50 musicians that decided to volunteer their time and help us out to come on our stage, the Ma Keeler stage. That's in the food court.
Okay.
And provide music for the whole weekend.
Oh, that's great.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
A kind of fun. 50 musicians together.
No, that's crazy. It's a band.
I know. I'm kidding.
I know.
Yeah. But so now tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Well, actually, I'm an old veteran musician. And I've been talking with a lot of my musician friends about giving back. And so we just sort of put this thing together and named ourselves Musicians on a Mission California. And we are actually a 501c3 nonprofit. And we're just trying to figure out a way to give back to the community. And this truly is a community for the community, by the community service. And we're just really happy to be involved with the community doing this type of stuff.
So when you say you help provide, you provide instruments, do you provide lessons, do you provide, what is it that your Musicians on a Mission provide for individuals?
Okay, through community groups and the schools and outreach programs, we were finding out, maybe there's kids that want to learn how to play the guitar or the piano or saxophone or whatever it is. And if we hear about them and they sort of give us this information, then we go out and we gift these kids instruments.
Wow.
And if they need lessons, we have these veteran musicians that are trying to give back, and they can help teach and provide like technical assistance and those types of things.
Wow, what a great cause.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know what, when you have music with, when kids actually start to relate to music where they're playing an instrument, it really changes their world. There's just something about that you can really get connected.
It truly does. And, being a musician basically all my life, there's music transcends everything, geographic and just the whole world has music in it. And it's always had music in it. And so that's what we're all about.
It's such a powerful story. I actually grew up in a very musical family. My grandfather was blinded at birth and learned to play piano by ear. And he became, that's what he did as a profession, was he played piano, he wrote, composed.
By ear? Really?
Yeah, he took
that's
care
terrific.
Of his family of 11 children, all from his music. And so music, I just have a special place in my heart for it. But the gifts, not just, when a child or anyone plays an instrument, it's not only the gift of now they have this little talent, but they have a talent. There's also a lot that happens with the brain, the mind, with creativity, with it, just so many things open up. It opens up a whole entire world.
Absolutely.
In just in a beautiful, amazing way. And then you have this beautiful music that accompanies it.
No,
very well put.
Richie, what do you play?
I play the guitar. I'm a singer-songwriter, guitar player.
Ah, okay.
Doing it for quite a while.
Really?
Yeah.
And how did you get into it? Were you given it? Or, because I love that you're giving back.
That's the main thing. But I actually, I'm a third-generation musician. And my folks, they started me in guitar lessons when I was 11 years old. And, I can teach, I can play, I can sing. And all of our veterans, we plugged into a boatload of musicians that want to help us out there, and we want to help them out. And by helping them out, how we can help them out is part of these musicians that are coming on this stage this weekend. We're giving them a platform to play their music and get their name out there, and they can bring like their CDs and other merchandise. And so they're doing so hot, so we're wanting to help the veterans out as well.
I love it. I love it. So you'll be having like new CDs of people's music out there that
for sale. Yeah,
yeah.
The groups and the single artists. And actually, what we're going to have also is we're going to have music teachers that are bringing their students out to perform for the first time in public.
Wonderful!
So, I like that.
And that's amazing. That first time on stage is pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does anybody play any instruments in here? No,
I played cello.
Oh,
yeah, for years. Yeah.
Wow. That's
and a little piano. I actually was
How
the
do you
only...
play a little piano?
Well, I played just a couple of years, but I was the only one of my 25 cousins that I got to take lessons with my grandfather, actually. So
that's cool.
So I just a couple of years, but cello is my main instrument.
Matt, do you play?
Can I also interject something else here?
Please.
We also have another side to this organization, and that is, we are going to start the Thousand Oaks Music Awards, which our young musicians can compete for awards and prizes against their peers in Thousand Oaks. And if there's any celebrities out there that would like to maybe guest judge.
Oh, okay.
Just planting the seed here.
Okay.
We'd be more than glad to hear from you.
Okay.
And them.
From you. That was pretty obvious. Yeah, no, I would love that. You know what? My younger son plays the drums. And when he's in his moment, oh, my gosh. Now, it's not as easy to bring your drums with you as a guitar or,
right.
But I love it. I love music.
The guitar is, like, right now is probably the most popular instrument.
Really?
Because you can take it to the beach with you. You can take it camping with you.
Yeah, there's something romantic about it.
It really is. And Anyway, we're going to start our work on the awards show program as soon as we're finished with Canelo. That Valley Days, because that's right. Taking up a whole lot of our time right now.
Well, that's good. It's a great cause, and then you'll lead right into the next one.
Exactly.
That's kind of what I do.
Great.
So, okay, so where do we find you? And I'd love to follow up with you on that.
Can I give you our website?
Please.
That would be www.moamca.org.
Okay,
Assistance on a Mission, California.org.
Okay, great. And what time and what day are you playing out there?
Myself or the,
Musicians on a Mission?
We're going to be, there's a lot of events going on, and so there's a few times that we're going to have to back off and let another event take over.
They got so much happening out there.
Exactly.
Very cool.
But throughout the weekend.
All right.
Thursday to Sunday.
Okay. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being a part of our show, and I would love to meet you, and I love your mission.
Thank you so
All right.
very much.
You got it, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we have a full studio here today. We've got Prudence Gensman, Mindset Reset. We've got Jim Lockard, and he is from the Center of Spiritual Living in Simi Valley. And we were talking about his book, Sacred Thinking, Awakening to Your Inner Power. And we got Matt on our board and Barry, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're going to move into our next guest, and we've got David Hernandez and Lexi Lawson, and both American Idols, and also they are going to be having their show this Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and that is Rhythm of the Night. So welcome.
Hello.
How are you? We'll have to do this together because we got you guys. Obviously, you're not in the same spot, right?
No. Hi, David.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good
morning. It's been a long time, Lexi.
Yeah. So let's start off with Lexi. Lexi, what episode were you for American Idol?
I was season 8.
Ah, season 8. How about you, David?
I was season 7.
Ah, okay. Okay, and so what have you guys done since then? I mean, obviously, I know you're coming out here to Thousand Oaks, to the Civic Arts Center, which is a great venue out there. And so tell us a little bit about your journeys that you've been going on.
Sure. David, you
want to
start or you want
me to start? Go ahead,
baby,
you can start.
Okay.
So kind.
Such a gentleman.
That's right.
Well, you know, I actually left Idol in the middle of Hollywood Week because I was offered Rent to do the first, to do the Broadway show of Rent with Adam Pascal and Anthony Rapp and Gwen Stewart, who were the originals, if you're a musical theater fan. And so I left the show to pursue that direction. So I was fortunate enough to pretty much tour the world and go to Japan, Korea, and go to all great places around the world. And after that, after I completed that tour, which we did about 377 performances and toured about 40 cities, I went pretty much a month after that and jumped into the first national tour of In the Heights, where I also played the lead. And I was fortunate enough to also do it with Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote the whole production. I was able to do that in a couple of cities, which is great. And again, I got to tour all the great cities. I went to Korea again. I went to Japan again. I went to Puerto Rico. It was just awesome to be able to tour the world once again. And
so, Lexi, really was that a hard decision for you to?
It wasn't hard. I guess when your mind is made up and your heart is set on it, it's easy to make decisions. And so by day, a couple days into it, and I let the producers know, they were trying to keep me on the show. They were saying, no, you have to stay, But I had to stay true to what I wanted.
And I love that you stayed true to what you want. I mean, big opportunities either way. And yet, to me, that's what my show's all about, is really knowing, when it's right and when it's wrong, and to stay within your journey and your love of what you want to do. So I love that. How about you, David?
So Idol, I did the top 12 with Idol, and then I got done with that. And then I started recording right away because I've been writing since I was, 17. And I just released an EP about 3 months ago called I Am Who I Am. It's an 8-song original music that I've written. It's available on iTunes now. Mm. And I've just been touring with a cast called Ballroom with a Twist. And it's kind of like American Idol meets Dancing with the Stars meets Lazy and Can Dance.
Wow.
So that show is really awesome. It's sort of like Burn the Floor, if you've ever seen it.
Yeah.
It's a really, really cool contemporary mix with ballroom dancing. So I've been touring with that, and then I, you know, a couple of years back, I opened for John Legend at the inauguration. I think Idol kind of just opened a lot of doors for me, and it just gave me these basically a platform to kind of showcase my original stuff, because that's really where my passion lies in that. And I told Lexi yesterday, I'm like, I want to be on Broadway.
Hey, sky's the limit.
Workers,
yeah,
they just really have like that, and it just really establishes you in the industry as, you know, a solid performer. So. Not a solid performer. I mean, I hope I am, but I mean, I just think that it's really cool that, I mean, 377 performances in 40 cities. Like, that's really cool. So,
thank you, David.
It's just been, no, you're welcome. And, you know, she's a hell of a singer, so it's not hard to believe, but, at the end of the day, we just want to work and put our music out there and our heart and souls for people to hear and love, hopefully.
And what brings the two of you together for the performances that you guys are partnering up to do?
Chris Isaacson, actually, in Upright Cabaret.
Yeah, great guy.
Oh my God,
so great,
amazing. He's awesome. Great heart. I think that Lexi and I met doing a show together in Hollywood, maybe a couple weeks before I knew I was going to be booked on this show, and I didn't really realize who she was until I went into the office to kind of have a meeting, and then, you know, I looked at her picture. I'm like, hold on, I just did a show with that girl last week. That's weird. And that's kind of how we met.
So tell us about the show that's going to be Saturday night, Rhythm of the Night. What are we going to be hearing? And let's get everybody excited about it.
Oh, gosh. Well, such a great show. We've had the pleasure to have done it two other times in Palm Springs and La Mirada. But the show is just full of passion and music. It's music of Ricky Martin, Gloria Estefan, and Santana. So we all cover these different songs throughout their journey. And it's such an awesome show. We're so lively. The audience is lively. We're having so much fun on stage. And we're excited when the audience is having just as much fun in the audience as we are on stage.
Wow. And that is this Saturday night at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Center, right? There's still some tickets available. I've got one more pair that I can give out right now. If anybody, we've given them out. Also, it's going to be in Hollywood, too. I've got a couple pairs there, and that's Sunday night. So give us a call here at 805-639-0008 if you'd like to take a date and go out and meet these great people. Now, what is your journey? You know, where are you going after this?
Where are you going, Lexi?
Well, I'm reaching the stars, don't you know? I also have my original music, and that's what I'm most passionate about, is being able to be my authentic self and perform as who I am, writing, recording, and singing my own original music. So I've moved out here to focus on that, as well as focus on film and TV. Luckily, I have a lot of ground in New York to go back and do musical theater, but I thought that it'd be nice to take a break and focus on some big dreams and aspirations of mine. So that's what I'm heading towards.
I love it. And, you know, I want to stop you right there for a second for my listeners. Is there ever a moment that you feel like, I don't know if I could do this anymore?
You know, sometimes you do get into that, but it's not even like, I can't do this anymore. It's, today I can't do this. But tomorrow I know I'm going to get back on it.
Okay, and what is that message that you can give to my listeners that always lifts you back up?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Lexi?
What was your question? I'm sorry.
What was that? What's that message that you hear in your mind that lifts you back up?
Oh, it's your soul. It's your inner you. I take that ego and I smash it, and I say, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. And it's your light. It's the light that lives in you that makes me it keeps me going and going and going. And it can't stop when you know your light has to shine. So.
And did you have parents that were, did they promote you? Were they behind you?
Yeah, both my parents are musicians. And I was listening to your last segment about playing instruments. And I grew up playing the clarinet and playing piano. And my parents just instilled music in us in such a young age. that it was never second to me. It's always been first.
I like that. All right. And how about you, David?
Well, I mean, on the subject of like getting back up and stuff and, you know, not feeling down about it, I mean, I think you have to kind of recenter your focus as to, you know, like, why am I doing this? You know, am I doing it for other people's attention, or am I doing it to, you know, satisfy my artistic, you know, hunger? You know, like, do I want to put out my music for the labels and all these, like, men in suits to hear, or am I doing it because there's actually people that really want to hear my voice? And I think that gets you, you know, the people that support you.
I was just saying that's perfect, because it reminds you of why you're doing it, and so you know you're doing it for yourself because you love it and because you have the passion for it, and not because you think someone else wants you to do it.
And not only that, though, when you are doing it for yourself, you're really giving back, because, I mean, you're doing it for yourself and you're loving it, and at the same time, people are loving it too.
Right, and people feel that. They can understand if you're authentic or if you're just trying to put on a show and kind of like appeal to what the masses are doing. You know, people can... They get that. People are smarter than you think.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's that. And then, you know, as far as my parents are concerned, I didn't grow up with a musical background. I have, like, an uncle who's in a mariachi band out in Mexico, but I've never met him. So I just kind of taught myself, and then I started training, and then, you know, I was signed when I was 21, and that didn't work out. And then Idol came along, so it was kind of like serendipitous how that all happened, and now I'm here. And,
wow.
You know?
And so do your parents stand behind you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the only time they were kind of like, maybe this isn't right, is when I had a year left before I got my degree in broadcast journalism. And I kind of like took a step back away from that, and I haven't went back to it yet. But my grandma was like, David, you really need to get your degree. And I was like, well, I don't really see the point right now if I just want to do music for the rest of my life.
Right.
So,
wow.
Good to know that I'm just a year and a half away from a bachelor's.
There you go. And you know what? I mean, really, you have every opportunity in front of you. And I think that's so important. So I really look forward to, hearing about your show. I'm not going to be there, but I have lots of listeners that are going. I would love to meet you again another time when you guys are back down here. But thank you so much. If you could leave us with one thought, both of you, for somebody that was trying to get out there, you know, American Idol, there's a lot of disappointment there. And, you know, they can't take everybody. What is it? What would you tell everybody?
Go first.
What's that?
David, you go first.
Me go first? Well, first of all, American Idol is not the only way that you can make it. There's been tons of... I mean, look at Lexi. I mean, she, you know, made it to Hollywood Week and then left, and she did a variety of things. So there's other people that I know that are incredible singers that made it on The Voice or America's Got Talent and are, you know, doing crazier things than I am. So... I don't know. I think that if the love is really there, like for music, if the love is really there, then the universe will conspire to help you in some way. If as long as you're pursuing it and working hard and putting forth the effort, you know, everybody creates their 15 minutes of fame. So you could be, you know, on top of the world 1 minute and then kind of like disappearing from the public eye the next, but then back again in a year. I mean, it just really depends on your worth ethic and your faith in yourself.
I love it. I love your message. And thank you so much for doing what you're doing, and enjoy and keep going.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Lexi. And thank you, David.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a great show. Again, I just want to remind everybody that Saturday night and Sunday, Saturday night at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Center, there's still tickets available. If you mention Kim, K-I-M, you will get a discount. And so definitely get that. And also, if you are interested in one more set of tickets, oh, no, we gave them away. Okay, so if you want to get your tickets for Hollywood, I have a set of tickets, 805-639-0008. And we were talking with Lexi Lawson and David Hernandez.
What I love is how they finished up, kind of took us right back with what we were been talking about with Jim, about really awakening to your inner power, finding and connecting with who you really are and living that gift authentically.
And putting out to the universe really what you want. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Grow
your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@VenturaBreeze.com.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal.
I love it, love it, love it. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Great tune there, Matt. And you know what? And really, that's what we need to do is trust our journey, trust ourselves. You know, I'm glad that you are here listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence. We've got Jim Lockard on from the Center of Spiritual Living in Simi Valley. And Jim, I don't know if I put you on the spot, but I would love you to tell one of your great stories.
Well, sure. A big part of our teaching, in fact, is what we would call spiritual healing. And that's based on the idea that your body follows your mind. That as you think and feel and come to believe that you can actually transform your physical being. And there's, you know, currently there's research that shows you can even change your DNA. It's just phenomenal, the stuff that's going on out there in the world of science that's confirming what the spiritual folks have known for centuries. So I had a good friend some years ago in Florida. He was a fellow police officer, and he and his wife had a baby. And the baby was born with all kinds of birth defects. All of the abdominal organs were up in the chest cavity, and one lung wasn't there, and the child was hydrocephalic, and there were just all kinds of, which means water on the brain.
That's what my baby passed away of. Yeah.
And there were all kinds of issues, and they were basically told that they could do some surgery, but the best that a case like this had ever been was a child lived for 13 months. And I was fairly new in this teaching, but I was understood how the power of what we call affirmative prayer. And my friend asked me if I would do that, and we did. And the child went, I said, you'll know it worked if the doctors come out and tell you that something miraculous happened. And the operation occurred at Miami Children's Hospital, and it was about a 14-hour operation to put everything back kind of where it belonged as best they could. And next morning, I get a call from my friend. He says, the doctors came out, and the first thing he said was, this is miraculous, but everything went well. And that child is still alive. He's in his 20s now.
Wow.
And is he functioning?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, he's limited, but he's alive, and he's living a life. And, you know, that was the first case of that particular syndrome, which was a combination of birth defects that had ever lived beyond 13 months. So these things happen.
Right.
You know, it's a very powerful concept that we have power beyond our imagination, and we've been led to believe that we're limited.
Wow.
And I believe I'm limited, I act like I'm limited, and my life is limited.
If not, you have the whole universe working for you, right?
Absolutely. It's a cooperative universe.
I love it. Tell everybody your website and where to find you.
Okay. Well, the center website is simivalley.csl for Center for Spiritual Living, .org, or you can just Google Center for Spiritual Living, Simi Valley. And for my book, you can either pick one up at the center or it's available at lulu.com. If you go to lulu.com and search Sacred Thinking, There are hard copies and electronic copies as well.
And share with everyone when they could come to the center and for the ministry.
Yeah, we have our services on Sunday morning. We have a 10 a.m. meditation, a 10:30 service. We have a Wednesday service at 7 o'clock. And we have classes and social activities. We're having a big Cinco de Mayo dinner that our teens are putting on this Saturday night. So there's all kinds of things going on. We also have a used book sale going on right now. Anybody could stop by. And it's take what you want and pay what you want. All kinds of books.
Oh, wow. That's a joy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we're on. We're at 1756 Erringer Road in Simi Valley.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's been a joy.
I appreciate that. Prudence, give out your website.
It's pretty easy, www.mindsetreset.com. You can find me there.
Okay, and I want to thank all of my listeners for listening today. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. Today's is life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. And, live for the moment. With that, I am tomorrow will be one of my best ofs, and Monday will be one of my best ofs, and I'll be back on Tuesday. So I want to say thank you. Have a really great day. Again, you can listen if you missed any part of our show today at 1 o'clock. With that, you have a really great day. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later.